Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, we adore you. We bless you this morning. We just come knowing that you are the King of Glory to give you praise, honor, and thanksgiving this morning. Oh, God, we are grateful. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are the King. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. We're honoring the King of Kings today. He is Lord. He is God. He is Almighty. He reigns. He reigns and he rules in the heaven and in the earth. So we're thanking God this morning for what he's doing and what he's going to do. Oh, we bless his name this morning. Father, he's the one who keeps our soul and he delivers us and our children. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver us. Make haste, O God, to deliver us, O God. Deliver us into your righteousness, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for what you're about to do on Bible Storyland. Have your way this morning in each one of us, O God. Deliver us, O God, out of the hand of every enemy that's coming or against us, O God. Deliver us from our persecutors, O God. Deliver us from great waters. Deliver us from storms, O God, tornadoes and hurricanes, O God. Deliver us from the oppression of man. Oh, God, deliver us according to your word. Deliver our souls from lying lips and deceitful tongues. Deliver us from our enemies and hide us. Oh, God, surround us with songs of deliverance, Father God. Command deliverance for us and for our children, oh, God. Deliver us and our children from all of our fears, Father. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for delivering our souls from death. Our eyes from tears and our feet from falling. We call on the name of Jesus and we thank you, Father God, for delivering us. Great deliverance, O God. Deliver us from the power of the lion, O God. In the name of Jesus, through your knowledge, I thank you, excuse me, that we are delivered. In the name of Jesus, we receive miracles and deliverance in our lives, O God. Deliver us from the evil, O God, the evil one, and from evil. We pray that you would keep us from all evil and children, O God. O God, no evil will touch us. Put to shame those who wish us evil, O God. Let no evil disease cling to our bodies, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that we will not be afraid of evil tidings. We will not be visited with evil. O Father God, refrain our feet from evil way so that we might keep your word. In the name of Jesus, preserve us from all evil. Deliver us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, deliver us from the evil man. Let your people be healed of plagues and evil spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you would keep us from evil. Let evil spirits be cast out, O God. We will not be overcome with evil, but we will be overcome with good. We put on your whole armor that we might stand in the evil day. Let your works of evil be burned by your holy fire, O God. Let men repent of evil and turn to righteousness. Let no evil be established in our lives, but let your righteousness be established. We loose ourselves from evildoers and evil soul ties in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you that you are the God that we look up to, O God. You are the only true and living God. You are the holy King. You are a mighty God. And Father, we thank you. Your word says, who is the King of Glory? And we know that you are the King of Glory, the Lord of hosts. You are the King of Glory. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, to be honored and glory forever. Amen. And I heard, as it were, the great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder, saying, Alleluia, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. All glory to our King. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland, and we are grateful. Oh, we are grateful for our children.
Happy
book. We need to teach our children about the book. Give your grandchildren Bibles with their names written on them. You know, before some of them can't even walk, you could give them a Bible, put it in their hands, and every time they drop it, put it back and say, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for you. This is the Bible. Ingrain it in it. Let it be written on the tables of their heart. You know, God loves children. As I go from place to place in schools and stores, neighborhoods, I see beautiful children that God has created. Look around your house. Look around your neighborhood. Look in the church. Look in the stores and Walmart. The children are beautiful. They are the children that God created, the precious ones that he created in his image. They are children of all nationalities. He made them beautiful. And you know what? They can sing. They can dance. They are very talented. They learn quick. Ask them how to operate some device. I tell you, they can do it better than you. I claim all the children in the world for the kingdom of the Almighty God. He's their creator. You know, in Matthew 19:14 says, but Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them, and he departed. Jesus blessed the little children. Well, this morning we have with us, all the way from Paducah, Kentucky, Minister Donna Hawkins, who's going to sing a special song to greet our children. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. How about you?
Doing good, doing good. Y'all, did the snow melt in Kentucky also?
Listen to this. We had snow on Monday, and the schools were closed because it was so cold. Oh, it was 13 degrees when we had snow. Today, it's 54 degrees.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Yes, ma'am. When I talked to you last night, we were on our way to Fulton, Kentucky, to the international team. Well,
yes,
our church won first place with the King and Queen contest.
Woo!
We won first place.
Hallelujah.
Our country was Honduras, and we had lots of food. There are 16 churches, and each church had a country, and they were to present information about the country and then food from the country, and then the church had to do a talent, had to present a talent. So we just had a wonderful time on last night.
Amen. Isn't it fun being a child of the Most High God?
Oh, it is, and we're always doing something. Now our children are traveling to Hickman, Kentucky. That's about 45 minutes from here, too, to make Thanksgiving baskets. So each church, each of the 16 churches will get two baskets to give to families that they know. But listen to this. Our missionary circle at our church will be giving away a Thanksgiving basket, but I have a friend who gave me $300 to help somebody, so I took that $300 and bought 12 $25 gift certificates. So I'm going to give a gift certificate to each one of our members of the missionary circle, and they are to bless a family in need this Thanksgiving. So we're blessing a lot of people this Thanksgiving.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! And I love it that you all are teaching the children how to have, how to give. That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
you gonna sing this morning?
The name of this song is the Holy Books, and we not only do our children know this song, but the adults of our church know this song too. So if our pastor tells us that he is coming from the book of Nahum, our people can turn right to it because they remember the songs, they remember the order of the books of the Bible, and they can turn to it. So this is a song, although it's kind of a rap, it also teaches the order of the books of the Bible.
Amen. We're ready.
All right, here it is. These are the holy books. Tell me the names and I'll take a second look. This is his holy word. Tell this message till all have heard. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. I'll tell you the truth about the book of Ruth on the 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. All those things lead to Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther and Job. I want to go to heaven in a righteous robe, singing Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Solomon's Song, and the prophets are these: Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Jay's Lament, Ezekiel and Daniel to the lions went, Hosea, Joel, and Amos' tale, Obadiah, Jonah in the belly of the whale, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk's cry, Zephaniah, Haggai, and then Zechariah. The last Old Testament book reveals that Malachi points to a brand new deal. These are the holy books. Tell me the names and I'll take a second look. This is his holy word. Tell this message till all have heard. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the story of Jesus, and then move on to Acts and the letters of Paul, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, all, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and move on to 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st Timothy, 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, and James, two books for Peter, and John's all three, Jude the Dude, and Revelations you'll see that these were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ and his grace received. These are the holy books. Tell me the names and I'll take a second look. This is his holy word. Tell this message till all have heard. That's it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the children learning and the adults. You know, you go some places, they don't know how to find the book. Pastor have to tell them because it's an Old Testament book. This is a New Testament book. So, thank the Lord. They can learn it. I had a four-year-old searching the word. He tell me, I can't find Deuteronomy, Sister G. I said, yep, you're going to have to find it today. So he'll look and he'll search. I don't know if he could do it. I didn't know if he could do it or not. But I waited and I waited. And finally he found it. He was so happy that he found the book of Deuteronomy. So they can learn at early ages. He was only 4 years old. Right now he's probably like 7 years old. So he's very, very smart. So all of God's children that he's producing today are brilliant. Brilliant. The babies are brilliant. They come here. But the people used to say, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. They look in everything. They hear your voice. They looking around to see, ooh, look like I'm out the womb, but where am I? They know they're someplace different. So I thank God that they are, you know, children of the Most High. Well, in a moment, we're going to have a speaker coming on. But just before that, Minister Stacy Holman from Jacksonville, Florida, is going to say a short prayer for the children and their families today. Good morning, Minister Stacy.
Good morning.
I want to tell you all, I called Minister Stacy this past week, and I tell you, I said, could you pray for me? That woman of God prayed, and she praised, and she worshiped, and we worshiped and praised the Lord together, and I was so blessed by that prayer. So this morning, she's going to bless the children with a prayer. Go ahead.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bless you, Lord God. Lord, we just glorify you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, forgive us of anything, of any sins, Lord, in the transgression against our neighbors. Lord God, against you, Lord God, we want to be close to you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God. We pray that you bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we bind everything that will come up against them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you said, whatsoever bind in heaven is bind in earth. And whatsoever loose in heaven, loose in earth, God. We lose your protection, Lord God. We lose your everything around them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, your heads, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, keep them today, Lord God. Bless their families, bless their homes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against them already is already condemned, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pull out every stronghold. Everything will come against their family, against their parents, against their mother, against the father, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, keep them focused where they can get, do everything they can do for the children, Lord God, to meet every need, Lord God, to keep a roof over their head, Lord God, to balance their bills, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, to manage their money correctly, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, to keep everything set for the children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray to the children, God, be obedient, Lord God, that they honor their mother and their father, Lord God, that the days may be long on this earth, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray that you keep them, Lord God, that you cover them, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way in their life, Lord God. Use them for your glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you and I just bless your holy name, God. And any sick among them, heal them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cause them to lean and depend on you the more, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise. We just give you glory, God. And we just count it done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Well,
amen.
I thank the Lord for that prayer. She knows how to pray. Good morning. Let's see. Hold on one second here. We got Bishop on the phone this morning. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, Donna. How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. Can you say a quick prayer for the children as well, and then our speaker's going to come forth. Thank you for being on, Bishop.
Father God, we touch and agree with the prayer that's already been prayed. We appreciate you and we adore you. We thank you, God, for everything that's been said and done to your glory. Now, God, bless our children here, there, and everywhere. Touch and stretch out your hand. We agree with the minister that just prayed. We believe that if they are trained up in the way that they should go, they will not depart. We love you for it today. And, God, we just speak blessings on them that they would grow up and use the gift and walk in the fivefold ministry in the name of Jesus, that they would be productive and educated. Lord, we love you now. We bind all sickness and disease, God, and we bind the secular attractions of this world for our young people. God, allow them to sow into good ground their talents, their treasures, and their time. We praise you for it now. Thank you for Sister G and our program. Thank you for the sister that just prayed and every voice that has been heard and every voice that will be heard. Bless the speaker now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you, Minister Stacy. I appreciate you all for being on. Well, I want to tell you, I graduated from Middletown High School in 1965. And I said, that's 49 years ago I graduated from high school in a little small town in Ohio. I was baptized there when I was about 16 years old. So I have very great memories from that city. And every now and then I visit. So about 2 years ago I was visiting there. And I was blessed to go to a church. It's called New Era Baptist Church, where I met Pastor Jamie Coates and his wife. And we all know his wife, Pastor Tori. She comes on. She's been coming on for over the last year or two, bringing the word. And when she comes on, it's a mighty word. So I asked her if her husband could come on, so she gave me his number. I called him, and he readily agreed. So Pastor Coates is on, but his wife is going to introduce him this morning. Good morning, Pastor Tori.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It gives me great pleasure to introduce my husband. I am reminded of the biblical hero, David, when I think about my husband. My husband started preaching at a very young age, at the age of 7. And just as David killed Goliath, my husband started preaching at the age of 7 and started slaying all types of Goliath problems and situations in the city of Rome, Georgia. And so as he continued growing up, he continued to be a warrior and fight against sin and all types of issues and helping people. And one of the things that he became a youth pastor at the Historical Baptist Church in Thankful Baptist Church in Rome. He was the first youth pastor there. And then as time went on, he couple of years later, we were married, and then eventually he moved on to the city of Macon, where that he served as his first pastorate. And then in 2006, God blessed us to come to the New Era Baptist Church, where he has continued to be a warrior and continued to fight against all types of, fight against Satan and all types of issues and all types of things that people are dealing with, and to build up people, to build people up in love, and to build people up so that they will have hope and that they will be able to continue to do what God has called them to do in the ministry. So I present to you now Reverend Dr. Jamie L. Coates, Sr.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Coates. How are you this morning? I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you. You sound like you're way away.
Good morning. To God be the glory. Great
good
things.
Good morning. Good
time.
Morning. We can hear you clear.
Amen.
Now. We're so grateful for you to be on, and we're going to let you bring forth the word.
Amen. I want to ask of you to pray with me now. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' precious name, amen. I am grateful and thankful for this opportunity to share with you this morning. Thank you, Sister G, for the opportunity to speak a word to the people of God. I want to encourage adults, parents, as well as children this morning. And I want to take a text from Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Psalm 62, and I want to begin reading at the first stanza. It says, I find rest in God. Only he can save me. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defender, and I am not defeated. How long will you attack someone? Will all of you kill that person who is like a leaning wall, like a fence, ready to fall? And this morning, as I stop reading from that, I want to share with you this morning from this train of thought, there is rest at the rock. There is rest at the rock. As I look at this text, the author of the text is David. And we remember David as the king, as the sovereign, as the giant killer, the shepherd, the father, the husband, and the man after God's own heart. But when David writes this psalm, he finds himself emotionally and physically stressed out. He's stressed out because his son Absalom is trying to overtake his kingdom, and the enemies are trying to kill him. But I want to point out that David, when David wrote this psalm, David was honest with God about how he was feeling when he penned this psalm. And I want to first share with you, beloved brothers and sisters, children of God, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. God wants you to come before him and simply be honest with him about how you feel. God can handle how you feel. God can handle your feeling disappointed, frustrated, depressed, distressed, however you feel. God can handle that, but he wants you to first be honest with him about how you feel. So when David wrote this, he was honest with God about his feelings. David said, in essence, that he felt like a leaning wall. He felt like a fence that was ready to fall. He says that people were planning to see him fail, that they enjoyed telling lies on him. He said that they blessed him with their mouth, but they cursed him in their hearts. So, in essence, it ought to come a time in all of our lives when you and I can get to the point where we can be okay with how we feel. I think in the Christian community, we have built a false sense of reality that God's blessing or God's approval is based upon our ability to stay strong or to remain strong. But I'm reminded of the conversation that Paul had with God when God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for in your weakness I'll be your strength." So I want to encourage you this morning, first of all, to get to the point where you are okay with feeling how you feel. In other words, in order for you to get your deliverance, in order for you to get to the place you need to be in God, you must be able to first acknowledge where you are right now. Any kind of recovery program, the first step of any kind of recovery is to first admit where you are. So, if you are frustrated, if you are feeling any kind of way, particularly during these holiday seasons, there are all kinds of emotions that's running within us. But I want you to be okay with acknowledging how you feel. And until you are honest with how you feel, you will experience unrest. You will experience being burnt out. So David was honest with how he felt, and he says these words, "I find rest in God. Only he can save me. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defender. I will not be defeated." God is always willing to be what you need him to be in your life. Biblical rest. What was David needing? David understood how he felt. He was okay with feeling that way. But that led him to desire rest from God. And the rest that David was looking for was the rest that only God could give him. Biblical rest is living God's way by faith, empowered by his presence. Again, biblical rest is living God's way by faith, empowered by his presence. This rest means that it doesn't mean that you are free from your troubles or from your hassles, but it simply means that it doesn't bother you like it once did. So David was saying, "I want to seek rest. I want rest. I want God to be present with me. And it's not that I don't have my trouble. It's not that I don't have my trials. But when I get rest from God, the things that bothered me don't bother me anymore because I have rest." It's like God being our joy in the midst of our sorrows. So David was saying, "I seek rest. I find rest in God." Rest involving a leaning on God. And where did David want to find this rest at? He couldn't find it in no one else. He says, "I find rest in the rock." He calls God the rock. He says, "God is my defender. I will not be defeated." In verse 7, he says, "My honor and salvation come from God. He is my mighty rock and my protection." I like what Psalm 61 and 2 says. It says in Psalm 61 and 2, "From the end of the earth I will cry, for when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I." In essence, young people, when you're going through things in your life, first of all, it's okay to feel like you feel, but you've got to allow your feelings to be driven to cause you to want to pursue rest. And this rest only comes from the rock, and Jesus is that rock. The rock, what does that mean? Well, the rock, the word rock is used 24 times in the book of Psalms. It means, number one, security. It typifies something about the nature of God. He's solid as a rock. He's unchangeable in his nature. He's a good foundation. So David was saying, "I need to find rest. I need to get to a place where my problems don't affect me like they once did, and I can find that in the rock because the rock is unchangeable, is a good foundation, and it can handle the storms of life." Then he says the rock represents not only security, but it represents strength. Rock is equivalent to the idea of strength. strength. In the times of distress, we can draw strength from the rock. When you are weak, he will be your strength. I heard the Bible say it is not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit that allows us to be able to do what we need to do. And brothers and sisters, if you need rest, there is rest at the rock. Because the rock represents security, it represents strength, but lastly, it represents stability. It keeps you focused, it keeps you grounded, it keeps your emotions stable. There is rest at the rock. There is security, strength, and stability at the rock. I'm glad that I know about the rock. We used to sing the song, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. It's something about the rock. And this morning, it's not in our money, it's not in our things, it's not in our education. If you want rest, you can't find it in friends and people, but there's rest at the rock. So it's okay to feel like you feel, but don't stay that way. Go and find rest in the rock. If you're depressed, he can handle it. If you're weary, he can handle it. If you're down and out, he can handle it. If you feel like you're being bullied by people, he can handle it. If folks are trying to make you feel inferior, he can handle how you feel. Go to him. And then when you go to him, he will give you the power to be able to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Be encouraged in the Lord. Draw strength from him. Know that this is not your battle. It belongs to God. God bless you. And again, thank you, Sister G, for this wonderful opportunity to speak into the life of the people of God. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Oh, my God, that was awesome. I love to visit that church because he has an on-time word every time. And this morning, Pastor Coates had an on-time word. I thank God for the rock. You know, we could go to each other, whine and moan and cry, but ultimately, nobody can do anything but the rock, our God. You know, in Psalms 18:31, it says, for who is God save the Lord? Or who is our rock save God? You know, like Pastor Cole said, you know, the rock is security. It's solid. It's unchangeable. It's a good foundation. The rock is strength. In the rock, there's strength. In the rock, there's stability. You know, sometimes we're going through situations, we don't know what to do. But I tell you, when we bend the knee and call on the rock, our solid foundation, he brings deliverance to us. So I thank you for that mighty word, Pastor Coates. You're welcome to come on anytime. We look forward to hearing from you again. Thank you, Pastor Tori, also.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you, too. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Pastor Coates? Okay, he hung up. They hung up. But I thank God for them. I thank God for the word. We just ask the Lord to strengthen and refresh him because he has a day ahead of him. So he had to go. He has some funerals that he has to, you know, perform today. But we thank God for him taking time out of that busy schedule to be with us. And I thank God for each of you. Each of you took time out of your busy schedule this morning to be on with us. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing, each of us. And this morning, as I said before, it is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. And we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Jackie, you still on? I did see her on here a few minutes ago. Well, she may have hung up by now. But anyway, we thank God for the word. She'll be back momentarily. All right. Well, we do have Minister Stacy and the girls on with us this morning. Good morning again, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm Jabria. Bianca and Jabria, are you on?
They're right here.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I tell you what, is that Bianca?
Both of them.
Which one prayed yesterday? One of them prayed for me yesterday.
Bianca.
Hey, Bianca.
Hi. Good morning.
Bianca, I thank God for that prayer you prayed for me yesterday. That was a powerful prayer. So I thank God for you. What are y'all going to sing, Bianca?
Your favorite song.
Oh, good. What's my favorite song?
Do you love Jesus?
All right. We are ready to hear that song, Do You Love Jesus? Go ahead.
Do you love Jesus way out of your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart.
Yes, I love
Jesus, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Y'all going to sing another song?
Sure.
All right. What you going to sing?
Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Come on and praise the Lord with me. 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 Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and do your dance with me. Come on and do your dance with me. Come on, do your dance, do your dance with me. Come on and do your dance with me. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Clap your hands to the rhythm of Jesus. Clap your hands to the rhythm of Jesus. Do you dance to the rhythm of Jesus? Do you dance? Do you dance? Clap your hands to the rhythm of Jesus. Clap your hands to the rhythm of Jesus. Do you dance to the rhythm of Jesus? Do you dance? Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise. Thank the Lord. Woo! Hey, Bianca, how are you?
Good.
How's school?
Hi.
How was school this week?
Good. Fantastic.
Oh, very good. I know Jabria had a good week. I spoke with her yesterday. So we're grateful that you all come on every Saturday on Children's Day and some other Saturdays. I thank God for you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Minister Stacy and her three children, her son and her two daughters, her husband. I ask you to bless the family, provide mightily in Jesus' name. We're grateful for you all.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you
too.
So much. God bless you. Whatever.
All right, let me see. I'm looking for Jackie. She was telling me she's coming right back on. I don't see her on yet. All right, well, I thank God for everything that he's doing in our lives. He's moving mightily. I thank God for each of you. We serve a great God. He's a great king, and he is awesome. Now, you know what? Today is Children's Day. And you know what? We serve the awesome God. He loves the children. He said in Mark 10, you got your Bibles? You can turn with me to Mark 10. It says, but when Jesus saw it, he was displeased. I'm going to back up a little bit. 13. I'm going to go to 13. Mark 10, 13. And they brought young children to Jesus that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But Jesus saw it, and he was much displeased. And he said unto them, suffer little children, and come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter therein. And he took the children up in his arms, and he put his hands on them and blessed them. You know what? We got to be like Jesus. Many of our children haven't been touched. I was listening to something on the Family Hour yesterday on the radio, and there was a survey done because in this one nursery school, the babies were dying. They were getting all kinds of diseases, and they were dying. And in another nursery school, the children were thriving. So they made a plan. And they enforced it like a law. And they said the children, the babies, have to be picked up every 10 minutes and held for 10 or 15 minutes. They got to be held every 10 minutes. You pick them up and hold them for 10 or 15 minutes. And the diseases started clearing out their bodies. They started getting healed and well. And no more babies got sick. So you know what? We got to be like Jesus. We got to be brilliant. He's smart. Jesus is brilliant. He knows all. He's the King of Kings. He touched the children. He held them in his arms. We got to do the same thing. We cannot, you know, just go without touching our children. Many children come to school. I'm in the schools weekly, sobbing. They are so needy. They are so needy. They're crying about everything, whining about this. Whining. You know why? Because they're not getting the attention they need. They need to be held in the arms. And look what, let me tell you something. Do it while they're babies, because when they get about 11 or 12, those hormones start changing, and they don't hardly want you to touch them. But you hug them anyway. Say, look here, I'm hugging you anyway. So, you know, even if they're shame-faced, you hug them anyway. You let them know you love them. If you don't hug them and touch them, somebody going to touch them in the wrong way. Because they need attention. And I'll see children all over, in cars, on the bus. They're everywhere, and they're starved for attention. They're going to do something to get your attention. If you don't do it, they're going to cut up. They're going to knock stuff off the shelf when you're in Walmart. They're going to run, slip, and slide. They'll go open candy bar. That's because they're not getting the proper attention. I see mothers walking with their children. They be half a block down the street in front of their mother. I mean behind their mothers, behind their fathers. I was in a kindergarten class yesterday, and the teacher had a child. When I walked in the door, she was sitting down talking to the parent on the phone because this kindergartner was acting out. Why? Need attention. So about a half an hour later, the father came. And he said, well, I don't see him that often. I said, well, you know what? I'm glad you came. Show up more often in the school, and he will act out less. Children can't always express what they need. But I'm telling you what they need. I'm their spokesman. I'm telling you they need what Jesus gave them. They need to be held in the arms. They need to be loved on. They don't need that fussing. Don't fuss at them. Take action, though. Discipline, though. You know what you do in order to train the children up the way they should go? We have to take time from babies. From babies. When they can't have their way, you got to talk to them. Say, now, what is it you want? What is it you need? I work with babies in the nursery, and I'll never forget Christian was about 2 years old, and two of his sister and another little girl was playing with a puzzle. He started screaming, hollering, and fussing. I said, what's the matter, Christian? What's the matter? Now, he couldn't tell me what the matter was, but the Lord revealed it to me that he wanted a puzzle too. Not that I'm so smart. God revealed it to me. So when I gave him a puzzle, he couldn't fix the puzzle, but he pushed it around on that little puzzle thing, and he was work to work. By the time he got to be 2.5 or 3, he could fix that puzzle better than his sister. So I'm telling you, they need attention. When they're hollering and screaming and kicking up, you stop what you're doing. Most mothers are busy, on the phone, fixing dinner, on the phone, doing the, get out of my face, go ahead. No, 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 no. We got to stop that. They need attention. They're cutting up in the schools. You're blaming teachers. It's not them. We got to take a responsibility for what's going on with our children. We are, God called us to be the first teachers. He didn't call our teachers to do that, the principals, the administrators. He called us to be the first teachers for our children. So we have to start teaching them. That's why God said train them up in the way they should go. He didn't say that to the teachers and the administrators. He said to the parents. So we got to take time. Some people say, well, I'll give them attention, but there's more than one kind of attention. You can't just buy them a toy and put it in front of them and expect that's not attention. You got to hold them in your arms. You got to talk with them. And most of all, you got to listen to them. They got something to say. They're in their room making noise, and you go in there, what's the matter? They want somebody to talk to them, an adult. Sit down and listen to them. They got a lot to say, even if it sounds like baby talk. Listen anyway. Listen. This is your time to find out how to work with your child, your grandchild. Yes, grandparents too. I met a lady in Walmart a few years ago. She said, my daughter hung out, strung out on crack cocaine, and I got custody of the children. And I wanted to go out and minister. I wanted to go to nursing home. And I said, ma'am, this is your ministry, your grandchildren. She didn't want that ministry. You know, sometimes we say, Lord, whatever you say, we'll do. And then he give it to us, and we say, oh, not that, Lord. But we didn't specify. We just want to be used of the Lord. And sometimes our ministry is right up under our face. Right under our feet, our children, our grandchildren, we have to take time with them. And, you know, children nowadays, they're not disrespectful because they want to be. They haven't been taught respect. I go into schools and I say, what's your name? I say, what is your name? Sarah. I say, no, what is your full name? Sarah Elizabeth Johnson. I said, okay, that's your name. They don't even know how to say their full name. So we got to teach them. I said, you know, I'll say something to them, and they'll, yeah. I said, say yes, ma'am. They say yes, ma'am, because they haven't been taught respect. You see children acting out, they haven't been taught. We are putting them on medication when they need to be taught. They don't need medicine. Ain't nothing wrong with our children. Some of them have runny noses, and they're always having fevers. You know why? They're not dressed properly. I was in a fifth grade class last week. It was freezing, 30-some degrees. They came in short sleeves, no coat, no sweater. I had to talk to them about dressing properly. Oh, I'm not cold. It was sitting there. They were freezing. Now, I don't know if they did not have a coat or they came out and they didn't know it was cold, but we got to help our children at night. Help them to get the proper clothes ready. Listen to the news, the weather report, and see what the weather's like. Help your children. They come into schools unprepared. Most of them come into school. No, I don't have no pencil. They're begging me for a pencil. I don't have a pencil. You need to look in their book bags. Make sure they have pencils, paper, everything. The school is not going to furnish you with everything. That's your responsibility. They want, I don't have a pencil. I don't have no crayons. I don't have this. I don't have that. That is not the school's responsibility. We have become spoiled. They feed the children breakfast. They feed them lunch. They feed them snacks. What do we do? Now, I know all of us on here, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, but I'm telling you to spread the word. Spread the word. I'm concerned about the children. It is not the children. God said we're to train them up in the way they should go. Have rules in your household. Enforce them. Don't let your children pout and stomp their feet and suck their teeth at you. That is nothing but the devil using them. The Lord said if you beat them with a rod, it won't kill them. So we got to correct. But don't always beat them. Listen to them. Say, what's the matter, baby? Well, he hit me. Listen to them. I don't care if it sounds like whining to you. Listen to your children and teach them to talk to Jesus. They're not too young. Teach them to bend the knee, talk to Jesus. So as people of God, let's pray with our children every day. Let's pray for our children. Let's take a few minutes and teach them. Bless them. Train them. Listen to them. Go in their rooms and say, what you doing, baby? Sit on their bed. Say, come here, let mama talk to you. Let daddy talk to you. Spend time with them. Go to their school. My mother used to show up. At, I didn't even know. I thought she was going to work. She's showing up in my class. I never was a problem in school. I got spankings in school, but not because of behavior. Maybe I didn't know how to do some my spelling word or my math or whatever. And the teacher said, listen, you pay attention. I told you this here. So you get a spanking. You know, nowadays, I go in classrooms and the children are sliding on the floor. The teacher right there. The teacher's right there. And I'm saying, well, what's wrong? Well, I talk to them. I call their mama. I call their daddy and no change. We got to help out. There's a grandparents program in the schools here in Jacksonville. I don't know about every city, every state. But volunteer in the schools. The children are taking over. They don't want to be disciplined. They don't want to be corrected. They're children. They want to have their way. They think that the school is Burger King. Have it your way. Because you know what? We allow them to have their way at home. So the teacher got 20 or 25, and all of them want to have their way. But guess what? No learning takes place when they're having their way. So listening to your children is very important. Don't sit there and fuss with them. Talk to them. Say, now listen, when you go in your room, I want you to clean your room this way. And sit there and show them. Say, listen, take all your shoes out the closet. Now sweep it out. Now shake your shoes off. Sweep your shoes off. Now put them back in there. Or dust the, or take the vacuum or take the broom and sweep out the closet. Now put your shoes in there. Now we're going to take the sheets off the bed, everything off. Now this is how you put them on. Train them. That's the training they need. But when you get up in the morning, go straight to their room and bend the knee. Get them out of bed and put your arms around them and pray over them. I'm telling you how to train them up. I'm telling you what God wants you to do. And you know what? Of course, the children have to be trained to listen. They don't know that they're to honor their father and their mother unless we teach them. We got to teach them to honor the father, honor the mother, that their days will be long. We're having too many short caskets. Every time you look around, this one shot that one. Bishop Brian, who's on with us, he called me last week or week before last, and he told me about a neighbor left the children, went somewhere. One of the children found a gun and shot their sibling. We cannot do that. If you have a gun in your home, God forbid, please lock them up. Put them in a safe. Buy a safe if you need to. Buy a lockbox that they can't get into. They're brilliant. They can get into a lot of things you think they can't. So this week when I was at the school, I was talking to the children in the kindergarten. And I said, okay, suppose you find a gun in the house, what you going to do? I'm going to give it to my mom. I said, no. Somebody else. I said, what are you going to do? Oh, I'm not going to touch it. They don't know what to do. I said, if you find a gun and your mama's not home, what you going to do? I'm going to call the police. I said, well, what's the police number? 111. Now, kindergartners, they did not know 911. One or two of them did, but most of them didn't know. We got to teach them. Dial 911. We cannot do everything. I was in a kindergarten room. This little girl wanted me to open her juice. I said, baby, how you get it open every day? My teacher opened it. I said, but guess what? You won't drink it today if you don't open it. You're not helpless. Nothing wrong with your fingers. You open it. If you want to drink it, you open it. Mothers, we're doing too much. Fathers, we're doing too much. We're tying shoes at 5 years old. By the time they're three, they should know how to tie their shoes. We're wiping runny noses. They just sitting there, let it run down their face. That's a parent issue. Let them, teach them, let them do it. All right, I'm through. Anybody want to add any comments? Children's Day, yes. Press one. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been in the classroom for the past couple of days in there. One child just put his foot up for me to tie his shoe. I said, you don't know how to tie your shoe? He's like, no. I tied it. Another little child came up and tied it for him. I was They are still too dependent, and children pin on themselves to get attention, and they want to do what they want to do.
Amen.
Parents, you know, it's the truth. They need some help.
Yeah, they do. We got to help them at home. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Anybody else want to share about your grandchildren, your children? Press one. All right. Hold on 1 second. All right, Bishop, is that you? Sister Pat.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone in Bible Story Land. And I just want to comment you on the awesome job you did teaching this morning about the children. Everything you said is so true. We talk about this all the time. You and I, we pray over children every day. We're praying for the children, and we have to pray for the children, and we pray for the parents too. And you do such an awesome job on your prayer for the children on Tuesday nights. I'm going to plug that. I don't get in on it as much as I would like to because of my own prayer line, but we're constantly praying for children and parents. That's all we do. That's all we know to do, to pray for, and we have to because I have five beautiful grandchildren on my own, and I do teach them. I have their mothers. I have my daughters are great parents. Thank God for my daughters and them. But I help them out too because, see, I have a little wisdom more than they do. So I put my wisdom with their wisdom, and I have five awesome grandchildren.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Pat. Anybody else?
You're welcome.
One, I want to share about the children. Today's Children's Day.
Let me share this.
Go ahead, Bishop.
If our children lost, then we are lost. And I heard Sister Pat putting the plug in for her grand and her children. I thought I only got two. But I realized something, that I'm different with my grandchildren than I was with my children. when I had my children, I tell them I was practicing. Now that I got my grandchildren, I know what to do. And this is the one thing I pray that all of us do, is take time to listen to the children. These children today, they need an ear. Just down my street, as some of you know, before that door is down for me, a nine-year-old shot an eight-year-old. I found her mother's gun and shot her brother accidentally. These things ought not to be. I was so concerned until it bothered me. And I wouldn't be as concerned if I didn't know that, if I knew that this could not have been avoided. It could have been avoided. Our children are crying out for help. These children play in the, well, they play in the streets or whatever. She leaves them home by themselves. And they were down talking to one of my other neighbors about them being there by themselves, but nobody wanted to get involved. Now, everybody has something to say, now that the boy's in the hospital in a coma. Listen, let's avoid some of this stuff. Listen to our children. Let's put a stop to some of this stuff. You know, I look at people and they laugh when children are doing some things. Some things aren't funny. If a child is fighting at being folks, and we have to watch that, because that spirit of aggression can get in that child, and that child can grow up with that spirit. We need to be careful how we nurture. We need to be careful what we think is funny. We need to be careful how we act. Because I heard the old saying, the old folk used to say this, your actions speak so loud, I can hardly hear what you say. So then we have to be careful with our actions. I love you, Sister G. Thank God for your forum. God bless our children. We want our children to grow up not going to prison, not in gang, not pregnant at 15, not shoot anybody at 9, but holy and wanted to walk a good, productive life. God bless you. I love you, and thank you for letting me be on.
Love you too, Bishop, and thank you so much for ministering to us with those encouraging words. And we'll continually pray for the child that's in the coma. Oh, Father God, we just lift up the child that's in the coma in the hospital that got shot, oh God. We ask you to move by your spirit, oh God. It was such a terrible accident, oh God. But, Lord, we ask you to even be with the one that used the gun to shoot, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal this family's wounds, oh God. Make them whole, Father God. Rectify this situation. Bring them salvation, oh God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, God values your child. He values your child. He values your children. And I pray that you value them as well. And, you know, our job is not to fuss with them, but to talk to them. And, you know, not just to shelter, feed, and clothe them, but to nurture them. How do we nurture them? Hug them daily. Tell them we love them. Spend time listening to them. If you're fussing all day, that's incorrect. You need to give them some rules to follow. Every day when you get up, make up your bed. Every day when you get up, bend the knee, make up your bed, take your bath, give them some things to follow. No TV until you get this done. No TV till you do this or that. So, you know, we got to have rules in the home. So when they go to school, they know how to follow rules. They're not objecting to the rules. So as we move on, we have Jackie on with us. Good morning, Jackie. She's going to sing.
Good morning, good morning. Sorry about that. I had my work stuff going on.
No problem. Pastor Coates had to do some funerals this morning, so I had to get, you know, people on a little bit later after he spoke. But I thank God for you coming back on. What are you going to sing this morning?
Me and Reb, we're going to sing This Little Light of Mine.
All right. I love it.
Okay. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine.
Tell you myself that he's all right. Thank you, Miss Liddell. And you know, Miss Ludell is 92 plus 93. She done tried him over and over for 92 plus years. She's tried him over and over.
I'm still have to trust him right now. I'm still trusting him and trying him right now.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Hey, we appreciate you, Miss Ludell. We love you. You are a blessing on Bible Story Land.
All right.
Each of you are a blessing. You add to and you contribute to Bible Story Land. Even if you are a silent listener, right now we have two callers on. Earlier we had 11. So I thank God for each of you who come on, who participate, and who stand in the gap, who pray silently. You know, I appreciate all of you. So I thank God for you. Well, you know what? God wants the children saved. Salvation is for children as well as adults. When Jesus said children, he said they're part of the kingdom. They got to be saved. But guess what? We got to talk to our children about Jesus. The Jesus who loves them, the one who loves you. Pray for your family. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your to be saved. Jesus died so we can all be saved. Don't let his death be in vain. We didn't just get saved to save ourselves. We got to talk to others about the Lord and about his goodness. So I tell you what, I tried Jesus, and I know for sure he's all right. I know everybody on here got a testimony about Jesus, how we tried him.
Tried him.
Have been on our sick bed, may have been short on food, on groceries, may have been in Katrina, may have been in a hurricane, in a storm. There was a tornado in Jacksonville last week. And the children said, we need to pray. I said, you sure are right. Start praying now. I thank the Lord. Well, you know what? Once we get saved, God wants us to be faithful. Guess what? He's faithful, and we're to be like him. We're made in his image. We got to be faithful like him. We can't be hypocrites. We can't be sliding across the fence, have one foot on this side and one foot on the other, one foot in righteousness. No, we got to have both feet, both feet on the solid rock, like Pastor Coates preached this morning about the solid rock, and I thank God for that word. It was a solid word. He talked about the solid rock. He said the rock is security, the rock is strength, the rock is stability, and the rock is unchangeable, a good foundation. We need the rock, and when we get on the rock, we're going to slide back in the mud. We can't be on the rock and the mud at the same time.
No.
When we try Jesus, we got to keep moving forward, not hungering for the world, thirsting for the world, but hungering and thirsting for righteousness. You seen some people that say, oh, yeah, I'm saved, but they're cussing every other word. They drinking, they're bending, using the bottle, or they doing, you know, shooting up their veins. They're fooling themselves. They're not saved. So we got to, you know, even those who say they saved, not always saved.
No.
So sometimes, you know, we got to say, look here, I want to tell you what you're doing isn't right. I love you, and I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, the truth will make us free. So it is testimony time on Bible Storyland. I know everybody got testimony. Press one. You already on live? I need to hear a testimony. Brief, make a brief. Well, Brother David, I know his wife was on here, Sister Donna, but I haven't heard from Brother David. Brother David, you on? No, his wife is on here. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Jackie.
Rail got a testimony.
All right. What's his name again?
Reverend Huggins.
Hey, Reverend Huggins. How you doing, Pastor Huggins?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, thanks to the Lord. I've been around 83 years to praise and give him glory, so I just thank him for everything and continue to praise him and worship him and give him the glory because he's worthy.
Oh, yeah.
He's worthy of all praise at all times. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Huggins. God bless you, Lord. I just lift up Pastor Huggins. You've given him 83 years to try you, and he's tried you over and over, Lord God. He's found you to be faithful. Continually heal his body. Continually keep him in under the shadow of your almighty wings. Bless him. Provide for every need. And, Lord, I thank you for Jackie, his caregiver. We ask you to bless her as well. Give her strength from on high, oh, God. We bless and honor you, Most High, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Huggins. Thank you for being. Oh,
ma'am.
I love that song y'all sang, This Little
yes,
Light of Mine.
Ma'am. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah.
Man. All right. Somebody else, brief testimony.
Minister G.
Yes.
I have a testimony.
All right.
My mom was sick last week, but she's doing better today, and we praise God for that. My husband went to the doctor and got a report that didn't look so good, but he talked to Dr. Jesus, and everything is all right now, and we're thankful for that. Miss Liddell sang one of my favorite songs, and you know what? We've got to try God enough to trust him, and we've got to trust him enough to try him. That's one of the sayings of one of our pastor friends. But that's what we have to do. We have to lean and depend on him for everything. So I'm thankful this morning. Thankful that my mother-in-law is doing well and my mom and my husband are doing well.
Amen.
Sister G?
Yes.
Yeah. Testimony. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. My car is in the shop, and we had the I didn't have enough money to pay for all of it, so I just put part of it down for 1 week, and I was going to pay the next week. But my husband and I he was having problems getting to work, and I was having problems getting to school, and I felt like I was about to fail the class. But anywho, God kept. He was able to keep his job. He missed a couple of days. He was able to keep his job, and then getting the car. My uncle went down there. His uncle went down there and paid part of it on there. And the people drove me my car to my house, and some of the balance that got mixed up with I had already paid some. He put some, so he said he was gonna send us a check. So within a few weeks, they sent us the money that the balance that was left. So we was able to get our car back. And on that Friday, me and Pastor Mary was out witnessing, and we had a situation. Someone said not to go in a certain area. You know what I'm saying? But we went ahead and went anyway. We obeyed God and went ahead anyway and witnessed. And right in the midst of the witnessing, we ran into a guy that fixed cars. And I told him about the part that I needed. Last part was the gas part, the fuel injection. And he said he would fix it for me for $40. And the part only cost $4. The people, the Goodyear is going to charge me $200 more. Would have made like $1,000-something to get my car out. So I'm just thankful for that. The next day, that man fixed the car. No problem. I'm back riding the car.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Woo, he's a good God. Gives us favor.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. It is prayer time. And we're going to be praying for Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, and Minister Hawkins, Minister Donna Hawkins' husband. So families as well, children and families. So, Sister Pat, you still on? Bishop, you still on? Okay, maybe they hung up. Minister Donna Hawkins, can you pray with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, we're going to take prayer requests now. Prayer requests. Press 1. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Hey, Sister Donna, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
All right.
So my mother and my sister are visiting with me. You might recognize the Tampa area code, but 813. So and my mother still has some issues with her digestion, so if you could pray. Pray for her, that would be helpful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, tell them I said hello, and I'm grateful. Yeah, I did see an 813 number on here.
Yeah, they had to get off for a little while, but they're back on.
Okay, mm-hmm. good. All right, we'll be praying for them. How's your husband? Tell him we miss him.
I'm not sure. He had to go over. He's fixing up some stairs in the house, so I'm not sure if he's able to listen right now. Put some banging and stuff going on, so.
Yes. How are the boys?
Morning. They're doing well. They're doing okay.
We mm-hmm. pray for them on a weekly basis. We call their name on Tuesday night.
Thanks. David had a show last night at FSCJ Downtown Campus. Yeah. He was in three pieces, and he choreographed one, and it all went very well, so. We're grateful for that.
Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. All righty. Looks like everybody's giving their prayer requests. Have they been covered? Thank the Lord.
Well, just by the way, pray for my family.
All
right.
All
sister,
right. We got you, Minister Stacy.
My sister. Okay.
Your sister?
Pam and
Pula.
Yeah, my
I'm
sister
sorry,
Pam.
You're breaking up.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my sister Pam, she had been in the hospital. But pray for her and pray for my cousin Pearl and Pete. Amen.
Okay. Anybody else?
I would like to.
You come too.
Miss Ludell?
This is Ludell.
Okay.
This is Ludell.
Go ahead.
I'd just like to thank God for this program and all the guests that be on it, because you know I have learned so much, and knowing that they knew the same God that I knew, and see, that's what makes it so good. And then I want to pray for one of my friends again. I pray for myself, because I hadn't been feeling too well this week myself, but I just thank God for it being as well as it is right now.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, if Minister Stacy and Minister Donna Hawkins can help me. So I'm going to pray for Minister for the Hawkins family and Minister Stacy. If you could pray for, let me see, hold on. The children and Karen Itell. She's out of town, and I want to include her in our prayers as well, Minister Stacy. And Minister Donna Hawkins, if you could pray for Jackie, the elderly, include Miss Ludell, her strength, her health, and Pastor Huggins. And then we'll go back again. So I'll begin, and then we'll go from there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just adore you, we bless you, we honor you. We just thank you that you are present with us on Bible Storyland. Father, we repent before you because we're human, we have shortcomings, oh God, but we know that you are perfect in all your ways. And we just thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name today, oh God. And Father, I lift up Minister Donna Hawkins' mother, Miss mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, her mother, Mother Newsom, and her husband, Minister Hawkins. And Lord, I ask you to touch their bodies and keep them healthy and well. And Lord, remove any medications from them that may be too strong that's causing other side effects in their bodies, oh God. Give them healthy food, pulse to eat, oh God. Vitamins and minerals, Father God. Nutrients to their bodies. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Minister Donna Hawkins, if you could pray for the elderly, Pastor Huggins, Miss Ludell, for health and strength.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, before I ask you for anything this morning, Lord, I thank you for all what you've already done, Lord. Lord, I do thank you that things are as well as they are. While I'm praying, Lord, I ask a special blessing on Sister Jackie Travis. Lord, you made her. You know all about her, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless her. Touch her body, Lord. Where she's weak, Lord, I ask you to build her up. And where she may be a little bit discouraged, Lord, I just ask you to give her encouragement, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless her husband, William Bobo Travis. I ask you to bless her daughter, Davida, and her daughter, Janae. Bless them and keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that we do have families, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that we can call on your name. While I'm praying, Lord, I ask a special blessing on the elderly, Lord, those who have the beautiful gray hair, those who you've kept for years and years. We thank you for that. We thank you for Miss Ludell. We thank you, Lord, that she knows you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that she's still leaning and depending on you, trusting in your word. We thank you for that. We thank you for Reverend Huggins, Lord, for his, Lord, we just thank you for his faithfulness, Lord. He's 83 years old, Lord, and you kept him all this time. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you honor. We give you praise. We give your name reverence, Lord, because you are so worthy, Lord. Lord, you let us see this day, and for that, we say thank you. And, Lord, while we're living on this day, Lord, let us help somebody. Let us be a help to somebody, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do, Lord. Lord, just continue to bless us and keep us, Lord. Lord, continue to bless Minister G. Bless all of her efforts, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that she means to us, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for the lives that she's changing. It is in the precious name of Jesus that we pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Minister Stacy, if you could pray for Karen Itell and for the children.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray right now for Karen Itell, Lord God, that you bless her, that you keep her, God, that you watch over, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you, Lord, that Lord God, travel in mercy, Lord God, in the name of the angels all about her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you minister to her the more, Lord God, give her more deep revelation of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, take her higher and higher in you, Lord God, more of you and less of Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, pray that your will be done in her life, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the children, Lord God. Pray that you cover them, Lord God, to keep them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give them a desire and a hunger for you, Lord God, for your word, for knowledge, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will God lead them and guide them in all truth, that they will teach them, Lord God. Allow the Holy Spirit to teach the children, Lord God, to be obedient, Lord God, to follow the rules, Lord God, to follow instruction, Lord God, to listen, Lord God. Open the ears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, to pay attention, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way in life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, teach them, Lord God, to be leaders, Lord God. Lord God, to make an impact on this world, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, use them mightily, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Use them, suffer the children to come, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, have your way, Lord God. In the burdens that they have, God, we cast it upon you, Lord God. For your yoke is easy and your burdens are light, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for you are our Father, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help them to come to you more, Lord God. Help them to get in their word, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, allow them just to learn, Lord God. Let them be like a sponge, Lord God, and learn whatever they need to learn, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they be mighty leaders in the earth, Lord God, that you use them mighty, Lord God. Bless them, keep them, and cover them, Lord God, under the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Watch over them as they sleep, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, keep them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in perfect peace, Lord God. Jesus, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, Lord God. Help them, Lord God. Our children need your help, Lord God, in the schools, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us get that word in them, Lord God. They take the word in the school, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, rebuke any spirit that's not of you that will come up against them, Lord God. That will try to hinder them from learning, but try to hinder them, Lord God, from prospering as their soul prosper, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Every tongue that rises up against us already condemned, Lord God. Oh God, hallelujah, Lord God. We just back the enemy off the schools, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that they have good teachers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, have your way. Give them good teachers, Lord God. Give them good saved teachers, good teachers, Lord God.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. They're concerned about them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, if the parent don't come, let them be a parent, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them give them what they need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they may grow and may prosper, Lord God, and be in good health, even as their soul prosper, God. And we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Father, we lift up Donnie Emanuel's mother, and we pray for her digestive system to function, to line up with your perfect will. Send the word and heal her. Bless her bread, her water. Take sickness away from the midst of her, O God. And, Lord, I just thank you, O God, for the proper enzymes for her food to digest. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, as we get older, Lord God, that we would not have the physical problems, O God. But, Lord, we will continually be strong and healthy and well. We would eat the proper foods. Our systems will work properly in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just lift up her two sons, David Jr. and Dante, and I just thank you for the family. I thank you for what you're doing for their children, blessing their children in safety and peace and many gifts and many talents. May they use those gifts and talents to glorify you in Jesus' name. And, Father, I lift up Minister Stacy's family in the name of her sister, her cousin, her husband, her son, her daughter, and I just ask you to bless them like never before. Provide, meet every need, and we just honor your presence in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Remember, next Saturday is the fifth Saturday. We will be off the air, but we'll be back on again December the 6th. I look forward to hearing from each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love each of you. You mean so much to me. I love you. Talk to you soon. God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye. Bye, Ms. Ludell. God bless
you. Bye, darling. We're going to talk one day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, all right. It's so good hearing your voices, and you're so sweet.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. You're a blessing. Amen. Thank God for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.